Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Guess what? We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. And Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The number, 1-800-878-PLAY. And guess what? I think you're actually going to want it, maybe even use it, today. 1-800-878-7529. It is Jim Valley, not Andrew Zarian. Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Actually, I'm back because Andrew Zarian asked me. Called me during the pay-per-view. I told him, no, I cannot pay your bail. But I can do the show, so. We'll take care of Andrew, maybe with his bail bondsman, during business hours on Monday. Actually, no. True story, Andrew's equipment is broken, so he can't do the show. Does he not listen to the commercials? They've got all kinds of stuff for that during this show. Anyway, we got more important things to do. AEW All In wrapped up just hours ago. Spoiler alert, this whole show is going to be spoilers. So, don't say I didn't warn you. Big news, Bryan Danielson avoids retirement. Four titles changed hands. Jamie Hayter returned during Zero Hour, plus surprise appearances by Zack Sabre Jr., Nigel McGuinness, and Sting, plus things I'm probably forgetting right now. But I didn't forget Ricochet. Yes, that happened. Ricochet debuting during the gauntlet match. So lots to talk about. What did you think of the show? I don't have Brian's text. You gotta call 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet Jim Valley. Talk AEW All In.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
MTV Metal Shop? What are we doing? Anyway, no headbangers ball. We want to talk wrestling. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And All In just wrapped up in London. Anyway, looking for you, no headbangers ball. We want to talk wrestling. It's Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, I'm getting my All In back. I'm getting my show back. Looking for you. Oh, that's me. Anyway, there we go. Some days you just could use a little help. Other days you could use a lot of help. Either way, you don't get it. Anyway. I thought AEW All In was a very good show. Maybe not like an all-time great show, but a very good show. Danielson versus Swerve was great. Ospreay and MJF was great. Lots of other things were very good. Was it better than SummerSlam? I think a lot of people always make those type of comparisons. I think wrestling, yes. If you're talking about moments, newsworthy things, there's going to be people who like SummerSlam better. But all in all, I thought it was a good show. Looking for your thoughts at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Jim Valley, in for Andrew Zarian. And if you're wondering, my voice. I was sick. I've got an autoimmune disease. I've been intubated more times than I can count. And being on the ventilator so many times, sometimes it can damage your vocal cords. So that's the bad news for me. Good news, I do a killer Kim Carnes, Betty Davis. So the big news is Bryan Danielson is not retiring. In the main event, he beat Swerve for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. In the end, Swerve tapped to the LaBelle lock. Great match. Very deliberate pacing in spots. Story of the match, Swerve was often too strong for Brian to get really a good hold on him. They sort of tested each other early. Swerve working Brian's arm, overpowering a lot of Brian's grappling. And they struggled on the outside. This is kind of a cool spot. Brian was up on Swerve's shoulders trying to get maybe like a key lock on him or something. And Nana outside grabbed the ring bell, put the bell on the apron down by Swerve's feet. And Swerve did a Death Valley driver, maybe a fireman's carry, over onto Brian Danielson, right on the bell. And then Brian came up on the floor, blood streaming from his forehead. There were a few matches with blood at All In. So Swerve is punishing Brian on the outside, and Bree and the family is ringside. He's arguing with Bree, saying he's coming home, in reference to the retirement. Also, Nana was dancing right in front of Brian's family, which was a nice touch. But Brian's face, that just, he had the proverbial golden Gordon Solie crimson mask. Danielson slapped on the lapel lock, but Swerve broke out of it, but they kept going back and forth. Swerve, or Brian hit a clothesline, Swerve would hit something, Brian would hit his couple of knees or something. Back and forth, some near falls, but finally then Swerve started to take over. More blood, a weakened Danielson. And they're fighting. And while this is all going on, toward the end of the match, over the railing, kind of forgot about him, Hangman Adam Page. And I think it was brilliant because so many people predicted he'd win the gauntlet, the casino gauntlet, get a title shot, and then cash it in at the end of All In. I'm glad he didn't. Also, I'm glad he was involved in the match. So Swerve will want to get a piece of him, but didn't cost Brian the match. Didn't cost Swerve the match. Clean win by Brian. So all masters are served, I think, in this match. But the officials, security struggling to contain Hangman Page. And then out of nowhere, Brian hits the Busaiku knee. Near fall. Getting dramatic. Crowd going crazy. Knee strikes by Brian. Then headbutts and kicks and super kicks. Brian's down and he's up. And another Busaiku knee out of nowhere. Crowd is going insane. Brian clamps on the lapel lock, Swerve taps, and we have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Now, after the show, after the match was over, Birdie was jumping for joy. And I was like, wait, I thought she didn't want him to wrestle anymore. She really is a heel. Anyway, Birdie was jumping for joy. Family in the ring. Brie was there. And then what I guess is the new Blackpool Combat Club of Claudio, Yuta, and Pac, who are the new six-man tag team champions, by the way. But they came out, all of them raising Brian's arms, triumphant. And Brian's son, Buddy, was more interested in picking up confetti. Kid after his father's heart. More interested in other things besides wrestling. Now, of course, All In, not going to be in London, Wembley next year. It's going to be Forbidden Door in England. But July 12th, Arlington, Texas, the scene of All In. And we'll get to the other matches and what this sets up, particularly with Brian and what he can do and Darby and all of that. But looking on Twitter, on at the F4W Wrestling Observer Twitter, it appears that 67% of everyone thought All In was great. 67%, which is, that's a pretty good number, I think. But like I said, a very good show, maybe not a blowaway show. And in the semi-main event, the coffin match, semi-main, TV title, Darby Allin versus the scapegoat, Jack Perry. Jack Perry beat Darby Allin in a coffin match. Not just beat Darby, he dominated Darby. Darby got some stuff in, but in the end, Jack just beat Darby up and down the ramp, put him in a body bag, then a coffin. And the Young Bucks came out. You're like, why the body bag? It's a coffin match. Why? Well, they brought a gas can. They poured gasoline on top of the body bag, which makes sense. You don't want to stuff poured on an actual person, but looks like they're going to light Darby on fire. Lights go out. Music hits. It's Sting. And he's got black hair. You know, he was naturally gray this week at Cauliflower Alley just a couple of days ago. Anyway, Sting comes through the ramp. Sting rescues Darby. Anyway, we'll talk more All In. Get your calls. 1-800-878-2-BALLY. Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, following up on All In, the post show, and I thought it was a very, very good show. And of course, the big news, Bryan Danielson doesn't retire. And look, if you thought he was going to retire, do you even watch wrestling? Darby Allin is the number one contender in Tacoma. Zack Sabre Jr. wins the G1 Wrestle Dynasty after Wrestle Kingdom. There's so many signs said Bryan Danielson was moving forward as AEW World Champion. According to Joe Gagne, Bryan Danielson joins CM Punk. He's the only wrestlers to win world titles in Ring of Honor, WWE, and AEW. He doesn't count Samoa Joe because that was NXT. And I don't know. Of course, there's other, I guess, AJ Styles, modern wrestler, who's won world titles in more than one organization, several, as TNA, New Japan, WWE, again, another very impressive resume when you look at that. You know, it used to be WWE, NWA, WCW, AWA, and now the landscape has changed, and I think the definition and what people consider a world title has changed as well. Very emotional. Bryan Danielson, no doubt, one of the greatest of all time. Tony Schiavone said, as they were closing out, the best wrestler I've ever seen in my life. The emotion from his voice, I think you could tell it was real. But I'll tell you what, Swerve may have lost, but don't worry. Before the show, during Zero Hour, they showed Tony Khan signing Swerve to a new contract. That should have been a signal that Swerve is valued in the company. I've got a lot of respect for Swerve. You know, he's not the biggest star in wrestling, but there's no doubt he's a star. But so much of what Swerve did was himself. He didn't just rely on a corporate machine to do the work for him. Did a lot of it, a lot of the work inside and outside. He's put a lot of thought and effort and execution into Swerve Confident that we all see right now. And I think he proved himself as a main event talent. And definitely, don't get me wrong, AEW played a hand in his rise, but it's his vision. He's not a strictly corporate product. He went out and did it himself. And I think you gotta respect that. He will be world champion again, sooner probably rather than later. A multi-time world champion, I would imagine. So Swerve's gonna be just fine. And if he goes to wrestle Adam Page some more, nothing wrong with that because we saw what happened. Saw what happened last time. Their match at Full Gear. He was violent. He was bloody. But he's also bloody brilliant. All right, let's talk about some other things. As you mentioned, Darby Allin lost the coffin match. Jack Perry still TV champion, which makes sense. Jack Perry needs that. Darby didn't. Third match from the top. TBS championship. Britt Baker, challenging Mercedes. I don't want to say this was a bad match, but there was no heat. It was a little slow in the beginning. And look, you could have a deliberate pace. Swerve and Brian, at times, not the fastest. But this match felt like there wasn't urgency. I don't want to sound mean, but I sincerely worry about Britt Baker. Like, it feels like her head's not quite in the game. Like, things just aren't coming together. And I mean that in a sincere way. I hope she's okay. Anyway, the intensity finally improved. Britt played possum. She's down on the mat, got Camille ejected from the match. And then things kind of picked up from there. Match got much better. Intensity, they fought for the lockjaw. Mercedes bit Britt's fingers, finally hit the moneymaker, which Mercedes also needs a new finisher. That thing always looks off. Anyway, hits the moneymaker, clean pin, 1, 2, 3. Mercedes retained, and she needed to. She's not ready to lose the title. Needs to be TBS champion. And I don't know, I want Britt Baker to, I don't know, figure out whatever's going on with her. I hope she's okay. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. MJF, Will Ospreay. This was like the reverse with Cody Rhodes and Anthony Ogogo. Will Ospreay came out. And his entrance, sponsored by the video game, The New Assassin's Creed. Perfect. Will looks like Assassin's Creed, loves Assassin's Creed, plays Assassin's Creed. I used to. Not so much anymore. They kind of went away from a lot of the gameplay I love. But I do have a soft spot for it. Then MJF came out. He looked like the RNC. Probably better. Anyway, red, white, and blue. Some people thought he looked like Consequences Creed. Kind of looked like he shopped at Lex Luger's yard sale. He came out, his gear looked good except for the hat. He had a big stovetop pipe hat that looked like he bought it at Spirit Halloween. It looked, rest of the outfit, amazing. The hat, kind of cheap. Anyway, great match. Great, great match. They fought back and forth. Ospreay looked great. MJF looked great. A different match from the one that went, you know, almost an hour on Dynamite where MJF won the title. But brilliant. MJF tried for the Tiger Driver 91. Ospreay reverses it. Low blow by MJF. MJF is going for the ring. He's going to cheat and hit the ring. A masked man, covered in black, head to toe, in a hoodie, comes to the ring, stops him from using the ring. Everyone's like, who's that? Can't be. Who takes off the hood? It's Daniel Garcia. Stuns the crowd. Hidden blade by Ospreay. Ospreay then yells, Tiger Driver! Hits it, pins MJF for the Christopher Daniels comes out, hands Ospreay the original black international championship. Ospreay, AEW, international champion. And if anyone asks, what's the story of this match? Flip them off. Stupid story. Brilliant match. Two brilliant technicians. I think, obviously, MJF is a face of AEW on the heel side. I think Ospreay can be the babyface of AEW in a very short time. A signature face who hasn't been in WWE. He's young. He's exciting. He looks young. Hits cool moves. And the guy can talk. If you would have told me couple of years ago, when Will moved up to heavyweight, was beat Okada in the G1 and did that long interview in the ring, long promo, I would have said, I never would have believed he'd be made arguably the best promo in wrestling, but here we are. So we had the gauntlet match. Oh my goodness, I don't know if I can keep all of this straight. So Orange Cassidy was the first one introduced, and they had the opening to Mr. Bean, only it was Orange Cassidy. Hilarious. Then it was Okada. They're the two in the ring. They go back and forth. Hey, can someone explain to me? If Orange Cassidy sucks so much, and he's an embarrassment to the sport of professional wrestling, why do all the wrestlers want to work with Orange Cassidy? I don't. Anyway, if Stefan was here, he would say, this match had everything. Hangman Adam Page, Kyle O'Reilly, a surprise by Zack Sabre Jr., and Nigel McGuinness. So happy Nigel McGuinness got to wrestle a match in front of 55,000 people in his home country. Seriously, tear. But maybe the biggest surprise, Christian entered the gauntlet, the casino gauntlet, and won the casino gauntlet. Luchasaurus came in, looked like he might turn on Christian. Instead, he grabs Kyle O'Reilly, chokeslam, just spikes him. Christian comes in for the victory. So Christian now has a title match coming. We'll cover more all in. Take your calls if you want. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are post All In. And we're live, Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody on Twitter said, Britt Baker is a heel in England because she's a dentist. That's not nice. Be nice. Looking at some people on Twitter, I asked what they thought of the show. Someone said, decent, enjoyable mostly, great show overall, predictable and disappointing. Another person, 10 out of 10. Another person, outstanding. Someone said, I was there live, and it was tremendous. Another person said it was excellent. 80% of the show. I thought the synergy between the talent and crowd was off the charts. Professional wrestling is about moments. Moments that you don't forget. Moments that stay with you for a long time. This show had plenty of those moments. It's like a Hallmark card. They should be hosting the show, because I got nothing. Anyway, I did not see the 0 hour, because I didn't know I'd be doing this. So I'm sorry about that. In the 0 hour, Willow Nightingale and Ishii defeated Chris Statlander, Stokely Hathaway. They did a pretty funny spot. I did see the clip where Ishii sold for a Chris Statlander slap. He staggered. They whip him into Hathaway. Arn Anderson spine buster. Ishii tries to attack and go for the pin. Our Hathaway tries to do that on Ishii, and no selling, which is pretty funny. It was kind of cool. Let's see. Also, the 10-man match, Billington, Sabia, Romero, Top Flight, Andretti, and Roosh defeated Private Party, Dark Order, Lethal, Daivari, Singh, and Anthony Ogogo. Again, didn't see it, but probably the big news, the big takeaway. Oh, also, the 10-man tag. Forgot to mention. Rose, Guevara, Von Erichs, and Shibata defeated the Cage of Agony and the Undisputed Kingdom. But the big news, Jamie Hayter returned during Saraya's open challenge. Crowd goes crazy. Everyone's very happy, obviously. Jamie's been out and injured. Very long time. Missed last year's All In. It's great she was able to do that. So, All In opened, surprisingly, with the ladder match. Six-man tag team match. House of Black. The new, I guess, Blackpool Combat Club. Claudio, Wheeler, and Pack. Bang Bang Gang and the Patriarchy. Fun match. A lot of fun spots. The funniest part was Christian staying out of the match completely. And then when it looks like everyone's down, there's a chance to win the titles, comes running down the ramp and up onto the ladder. Of course, that was thwarted. Then there was another time where I don't want to call her by her real name. Mama Wayne went up on the ladder, was going to grab, and she was thwarted. But in the end, Pack got his moment, grabbed the belt, and Claudio, Pack, and Wheeler won the titles. Again, lots of fun. A lot of emphasis on Pack missing out last year, so everybody was happy to see that. Second match, women's world title. Toni Storm, Mariah May. Mariah comes out, and then as Toni Storm comes out, crowd is crazy for Toni Storm. She's got the shoe with blood on it. And they start out, they do the spot where they lock up and punch. That one's a little tired, but they did it. Anyway, I guess it's appropriate here, but I would have liked to see something else. Anyway, there was blood. Mariah May bled in the match, but it was very, very intense. Lots of emotion, which it needed to be. I think it was emotionally and physically intense and just kept building. And then, in the end, Mariah May defeated Toni Storm to win the title. It was great. I don't think you can complain as far as, you know, this match is so tied into All About Eve and a black and white movie. And the match actually lived up to, I think, beyond gimmick expectations. Anyway, second match on the card, FTW Championship, Hook versus Chris Jericho. You know, for all the talk, and there's talk of Chris Jericho burying all the factions he's with, Big Bill is over. I would say Brian Keith is over. And in the end, Chris Jericho came out wearing orange to torment Taz. Taz got his licks in on Jericho. And Jericho put over. He tapped a Hook and lost the FTW title, which we expected. Tag team triple threat match. Young Bucks defending against FTR and the Acclaimed. Another great, fun match. What you expect for these teams? I felt like last year's World Tag Team match was better, but this was still very good. Bucks came out wearing Sgt. Pepper-themed outfits. It's kind of funny because I'm sure Jim Cornette thinks of them more like Yoko Ono's of wrestling, but still. Anyway, the Bucks surprisingly retained, and after the match, surprise, grizzled young veterans came out, and seemingly maybe they're the next challengers. So, you know, hey, a new team, maybe we can heat them up and bring some new blood to the tag team division in AEW. I mean, there's a lot of great teams. It just feels like a lot of the same. Maybe mix it up a little bit. Let's see some things happen. Anyway, gauntlet match, I was able to scroll here and get you the order in which things happened. Orange Cassidy, Okada, Nigel McGuinness, huge surprise. Kyle O'Reilly looked great. Zack Sabre Jr., no surprise. I thought that was another hint that Bryan was winning. Roderick Strong, Mark Briscoe, Hangman Adam Page, Jeff Jarrett. Again, crowd went crazy for Jeff Jarrett. And then, speaking of crazy, the AEW debut of Ricochet. It seemed like he moved faster, but maybe I could be wrong. But anyway, Ricochet, no surprise, debuted. Gauntlet match, he's now AEW. And then, Christian Cage, and finally, Luchasaurus. You know, with the response that Jeff Jarrett got on Collision in England and at All In, if you would have told fans, even told me, gone back to 1996 when they put him in the Horsemen and fans rejected it, when they tried to move him up to a WWE main eventer and fans rejected it, I mean, this guy has had... Maybe the fans are wrong, but he's had go-away heat for a long, long time. And now, he's been embraced. Damn Gen Z. First, they're avocado toast, and now they love Jeff Jarrett. Now, actually, it's really cool. Jeff Jarrett, maybe, with Jerry Lawler retired, maybe the new best punches in all of wrestling. Get your thoughts on that. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Somebody else wrote an 8 out of 10 on Twitter, X. They said, thought it was good. Somebody else wrote, I watched it over at my parents' place with my dad. I was off Twitter the whole time. Made the show so much more enjoyable. Easily a top 10 all-time pay-per-view. Wow. Okay. That's impressive. I enjoyed it. I don't know that it's all-time top 10, but still, very impressive. Your thoughts at 1-800-878-PLAY, or you can tweet me at Jim Valley and tell me what you... I thought it was a great show. I thought it delivered on virtually anything you could ask for. Surprises, moments, great matches, and things that advance the story. I think, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people talking about AEW. Maybe the ratings are softer than they should be. Attendance, lower. They should be. Ratings affected very easily by other sporting events, political events. Clearly there's people who watch AEW secondary, not their primary entertainment. But going forward, Bryan Danielson on top. Maybe more with Will Ospreay as a main event talent. Maybe other tag teams in the mix, kind of freshening things up. Can that be the answer to whatever ails AEW? And who's to say? I mean, I think it's obvious, given Swerve just signed a multi-year deal. Ricochet, multi-year deal. All these talents, multi-year deal. Now, certainly, Tony Khan goes out of business tomorrow. I'm pretty sure he's good for it. But he's not signing multi-year deals if he thinks it's going to come right out of his pocket. I'm pretty sure a deal is coming if it's not imminent. But, I mean, I don't know that a secondary product can ever top WWE realistically. Maybe in Imagination Land, a place where anything is possible. But realistically, I don't know that you can. But I think it's fair to say AEW can draw bigger houses. AEW could draw bigger ratings. AEW shows Rampage, Collision could feel more important. Could have stars that seem bigger. And maybe coming out of All In, that's the answer. And honestly, you look at AEW, they've got a ton of talent. And with maybe Jamie Hayter coming back, people love Jamie Hayter. That could be something very important. Where does she go? Does she go to Mercedes? What does Toni Storm do? There's a lot of exciting things that could happen with men and women, all the titles and the tag teams. But it's going to take courage. It's going to take forthright. And, you know, it's going to take discipline. We'll talk about that more. Stand by. Wrap up All In 2024. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. But that was
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain, they know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live on this all-in wrap-up show. Just a couple of minutes left. Looking at Twitter and what people thought, someone else said, the more I thought about it, the more I think it's an all-time show. Even better than AEW Revolution. Or Sting retire. Someone else, killer show. Better than last year, which was also good. Three great matches. Tony Mariah, MJF and Will, Swerve and Dragon. Someone else thought it was great because there was no backstage drama. Amen. Someone else, I thought it was excellent. They always deliver on pay-per-view. Great show. Not a fan of Christian winning the gauntlet, though. Tremendous. Every match was great. Someone else, fucking awesome. That's with two O's. I guess that must be, are they British? Two very good matches and one decent match and a lot of nonsense. Interesting. Someone gave it a 6. Better overall last year, better main event this year. Another one put fire. Is that good? That's good, right? I think so. Show of the year. Outstanding. Very good. I would have swapped places with the Brit match with Storm in hindsight. Solid A, best show of 2024, better than last year's 8 to 8.5. Someone wrote Mercedes and Britt was the only wholly bad thing. Jericho and Hook wasn't good, but the finish was great. Everybody, amazing show, great build, very good. One of the greatest shows ever in my 28 years of being a wrestling fan. 28 years, rookie, noob. Just kidding. Someone else gave it a 10. Someone said it was class. Someone said two bad matches. Everything else was good. So I think it was, overall, I think people really liked it. I did too. But as good as the show is, AW's had good shows before. What matters going forward, see what people think forward, and more importantly, what all the bots think afterward. See if they can control the narrative. Let's see. Like I said, AEW has the recipe. Can it get the ingredients and the mix just right? We'll keep watching. All right. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.